You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 11th day of January. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage everybody to get their ham radio license, get their equipment, join your local ham radio club. We look forward every Friday to visiting with Dr. Leonard Wilbert, my personal physician, and talking about health-related matters. His new website, it's been up about 3 or 4 weeks now, is AccuTouch. That's AccuTouch, AccuTouch.com. Good morning, Doctor.
Top of the AM to you, John. How are you?
I am well, sir. Looking forward to our first real snow here in about 4 or 5 years. It's going to be a challenge, yeah. As I mentioned to you last night. Thousands of young men and women, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, who've never driven in snow before. I don't want to be sharing the roads with them myself. How about you?
Well, right after our conference call, whatever errands I will have, will be taken care of before 12 o'clock, and I'll be in for the duration of the day.
Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. Well, Doctor, we look forward to our visit every Friday, and we probably should be doing a health tip of the week. What would our health tip of the week be this week, sir?
The health tip of the week would be transition. Transition. How do we transition from winter to spring? What happens in that process of adapting to our environment? Plus, it's changing already. If you take a look at the trees, they're already prepared for spring. They're not even paying attention to the snow or the cold. They know in a few months it'll be time to do something else, and that's according to the plan. And so what most people do this time of year, there's two things that happen. One, we've just come through the holidays, and so we've had more things to do. more people to see, and some of them we didn't really want to see them, but you know, it's the holiday time, so you know, we put up with it. More things to eat, more stress of all kinds. So that stress puts an increased load on your immune system. That's why you see a lot of people, and we talked about this on previous calls, John, they get the flu virus or the flu shot. And again, that's nothing but a moneymaker for the pharmaceutical company. I'm sure, if I'm not mistaken, that was this week, or maybe even last week, a young political analyst, a reporter, died from complications of swine flu. She's 26 years old. I guarantee you she got a flu shot. You see, that is just doesn't make logical sense. The system that you want to support, you weaken that system by introducing into the system. I'm talking about the immune system, the system that fights off, you know, viruses and bacteria and keeps us healthy and helps us cleanse. The immune system gets bombarded with an attenuated virus. That means it's just like the real flu virus, but since we have chemically weakened it, it will not introduce the flu in and of itself, but it will make your immune system think that it has a flu virus. Oh, yes, it does have a flu virus. How are you going to have a weak flu virus? That doesn't make any sense. So you introduce a flu, a live, it doesn't matter how weak it is, it's a live flu virus, under the premise that it is supposed to strengthen your immune system. So here you introduce this antigen, and it's supposed to make the immune system stronger and allow them to produce antibodies. That is nonsense, in my opinion. It may weaken the system, but it doesn't make it stronger. You can't make a system stronger by introducing into the system what's going to make it weaker. That just doesn't make sense. But hundreds of thousands, not millions, I'm sure it's in the millions of millions, people get the flu shot. So,
it's tens of millions of people get the flu shot. I've never had one, doctor. I no, came real neither. Close. Real close to getting that swine flu vaccination about 1974, when so many people did get it, died. And I know people who, right, even today, on January 11th, 2019, who are still suffering from the effects of that swine flu vaccine. And you do too, probably, don't you?
It's devastating. Here's what I understand. That when a person believes something, for instance, if they believe that if they don't get the flu shot, then they will get the flu. Well, if you believe that, then that will happen. What I often share with my clients, if you believe in disease, then you will have a disease. I don't believe in disease. That's just simply not it. That's the very reason why I am not in the insurance billing industries, because the insurance company wanted me to identify what was wrong. Well, the body responds perfectly. A diagnosis is two people that don't even know what's going on. And so why would I, the patient and me, we don't know. We're just observing a perfect response. So the tip for this week would be, as we transition into what's coming next, we prepare our physiology, we prepare our body by making smart lifestyle choices. Now, again, since I don't believe in disease, I do know that the body can not be at ease. This hyphen ease, not at ease, a pain or an ache which, again, in my vocabulary, it doesn't exist. We've just been told that. We believe that it hurts. Well, everything you feel in your body, every condition you think you might have, is a result of a perfect response. And it begins with the response to the change in environment, which is alkaline versus acid. So what are some of the things that you could do? In my New Start program, we focus on the end part, which is nourishment. It is important, vastly important, that you put the correct nutrition into the body, the correct nourishment. Without the proper fuel, without the raw materials to heal, then you can't heal. I have heard young people say, well, you know, Dr. Wilbert, I can eat McDonald's hamburgers, I can eat whatever I want, and I don't have any problems with my stomach. My response is, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep eating the way you're eating, and watch your body tell you somewhere down the line that you need a different form of food. I have a personal story. When I in high school, I thought that I was never going to go to school ever again, and I was pretty excited and happy about that. However, I had been informed and led to believe most all of my early childhood that I had an upper respiratory condition, asthma. I had that steroid albuterol thing that inhalant that you inhale steroids into your lungs. I had an 8 o'clock A period class in the basement, and my first period class on the third floor. Sometimes I didn't make it. And so when I finished high school, I had this thought, you know what? I would really love to be able to run and to get over this condition. And what do I do? And somewhere a book appeared. It's probably out of print now, but you probably still get it. It's called The Vitamin Bible, written by Dr. Earl Mendel. Earl Mendel, he is a pharmacist, but he has a master's in nutrition. And in this book called The Vitamin Bible, he said, if you eat fruits and vegetables and take vitamins and minerals, you give your body the raw material to heal. And that's what happened. That was long before I ever thought about becoming a chiropractic physician. And so the food that you put in your body is of utmost importance because it provides the raw materials that are called minerals. Minerals. Now, there's minerals and there's vitamins. What's the difference? Vitamins are those catalysts for chemical reactions in the body, like vitamin C and D and A and those things. Minerals are the necessary raw materials that are needed in order to neutralize or buffer the acid in the body in order to keep the pH of the blood slightly above neutral, 7.35, 7.45. Everything else we do is acid. Breathing out, acid. Cell life, acid. Cell reproduction, acid. So you need minerals. Minerals like sodium, calcium, phosphorus, magnesium. And there's a few more. But the most important raw material is sodium, not inorganic sodium, but organic sodium. And since I mentioned organic, I'll mention another term, conventional. If you look in the stores now, they're starting to carry more and more organic types of fruits and vegetables. And I eat as much organic and gluten-free as possible because it's important what you put in your body. Your body is the most sophisticated machine ever, ever produced, and man didn't do it. In fact, man won't be able to replicate the sophistication of how the body works on its own. The body is self-regulating, and it's self-healing. I've used the analogy before. If you don't think so, cut yourself and see what happens. I'm not suggesting you do this. However, I'm sure most of us on the call have accidentally we've pierced the skin and started bleeding. And so what did we do? We made sure it didn't get infected. We washed it, stopped the bleeding, covered it. And then we didn't give that situation any other thought other than we watched it heal. The healing of a cut is a very complicated process because your survival system understands that it must heal the cut. Now, if you're 8 years old, the cut will heal in a couple of weeks. If you're 80 years old, it'll take you a few months. That's the difference. But it will still heal. The only time a cut does not heal, it's when you have minutes left to live. Minutes, not hours, minutes. And so when you have minutes left to live, there's no reason to heal the cut because the body now is in shutdown mode. So since there is a reason to live, it's called survival. That's the only reason why you're still alive, because your survival system is kicking in. I wrote this statement down the other day, and I'm a proponent of this statement. Everyone on the call, if they say to themselves, I am never sick. Imagine that. I am never sick. So those two words, I am, those words open up the trap door to the subconscious. Now, one of the characteristics of the subconscious is that it doesn't think. Your subconscious doesn't reason. It doesn't judge. It merely responds perfectly to the conscious thought. And so you can influence your subconscious with your conscious thinking, and that's what all of us do, whether we do it consciously or subconsciously. So if you say, I am, that statement, there's a spring-loaded trap door between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And you say, I am, that trap door swings open. And what follows it is going to be carried out without question by your subconscious. That's why it's so important how you talk to yourself. Oh, I'm always getting upset when I'm stressed out. Oh, my goodness. The universe heard it. It responded instantly. The subconscious doesn't think, and neither does the universe. They both respond perfectly. And so if you said a statement like, oh, I'm always getting sick this time of year, you can guarantee that you will get sick this time of year because your subconscious didn't think there's a reason. It responds perfectly. So instead of saying, I am sick, you say, I am never sick. I am always surviving. When I speak to my seniors, I tell them the same thing. You're not sick. You're a survivor. What's it? I am a survivor. And it makes you feel different. It empowers you. It gives you hope. And when you have empowerment and hope, then there's a change in your life. The medical profession will have you think that you need to take medicines all of your life. That's called hopelessness. If you think your life is dependent on taking a drug that you didn't used to take, then you've been brainwashed. You've bought the proverbial whatever they call it. That's not true. Not true. See, the question is, why are you not making the medication?
That's right.
That you were making.
Hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 11th of January. My new, improved, spanking new website is thelibertyman.com. Check it out. If you know somebody involved in telemarketing, they'd like to have a part-time job, have them contact me. The details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Leonard Wilbert. Doctor, give us your new website, please, sir.
Yes, John, it is called AccuTouch, A-C-C-U-T-U-C-H, and AccuTouch.com. And there you can, it's quite user-friendly. You can find out about the balancing procedure that I do. And as you know, it's an ongoing work in progress. There's always new and different information there. We have exercise suggestions, how to reduce stress, recipes. We were talking about how important food is, so there are nutritious and delicious recipes there. And so it's quite the program. I'm impressed with my web designer, my buddy Ray. He's in Orlando, Florida. and we've put some considerable time into developing the information there. And so I had a thought. This was some time ago, and this will just give you an idea of how powerful the human mind is. See, the mind is different from the brain. Let's think about that for a minute. The brain
is an
organ.
Tell us, what is the difference, doctor? Tell us the difference, please.
Yes. Your brain is the organ. Where's your mind? Where's your mind? Well, I'm thinking right now you're listening to this important life-saving information that I'm sharing with you. However, how about you go back to a time in your life when you just remember being ecstatic? Just remember being as happy as you can be, and life was groovy. Now where is your mind? It just went to that experience. So your brain is the organ, your mind is the place where there's thoughtful contemplation, whether it's the present, the past, or the future. And so when you're thinking about what you're thinking about and you're having calm and peaceful and loving thoughts, then there's a physiology that's going on, but it's a consequence of what you're thinking. It's called minding. So if you have a thought and that thought doesn't make you feel good and you get this rush of emotion from your belly, or from your knee, your belly just knots up. That's emotion. That's energy in motion. That's your body telling you that you just took your little pinto car and you ran off road in the hills and valleys. Well, that car is not equipped to run off road. And so eventually something's going to happen to that car. Well, humans were not equipped to run off road with their mind. Meaning, emotional upsetness. And so when we go to emotional upsetness, where is it? Where is it? It's all over. And it begins with the thoughts. Well, doctor, what were you saying? I can control my emotions. How? By controlling my feelings. Well, how do you control your feelings? Control your thinking. And the question arises, who gets to think about what you think about when you're thinking about it? And again, if it doesn't make you feel good, it is your responsibility to yourself and to all of humankind to change it. Because what happens is, imagine, well, most people are familiar with modern-day technology, computers or tablets and things like that, where you have a keyboard. So you type in on this keyboard, let's just say the letter S. And so S is going to show up on the monitor unless that particular device is malfunctioning. And so you hit an S, there's an S. Well, that's exactly how your brain thinks. When you say, don't think of a pink elephant, too late, you just did it. You just did, because you had to think of a pink elephant to hear the word don't. You already thought about it. So that's how the mind works. You say, oh, I don't want to be like that. Well, you just reinforce the behavior you don't want to be like. I don't want you to treat me that way. Well, you just gave them permission to do that. I told my daughter, I have three children, two girls and a boy. My boy is the youngest. I have an older daughter. She'd be 39 this year. And I said, Lisa Joy, if we had to raise you guys over again, we would never tell you no. And she looked at me sideways. She says, but Dad, you know, that's not how you raised us. I said, I know. I did the best I could. That's what we knew then. I didn't know your brain didn't know no. And plus, you were the first one that came around. You were a rookie. Or we were rookies. You were the first baby. There was no manual. There was no pre-class on how to raise children. We did the best we could. And so now, years later, hundreds of children have been to my office, I never tell them no, because they don't hear it. For instance, stop running through the house. Oh, here they go again. And I tell you, stop running through. Oh, here they come again. If you don't stop running through the house, you're going to kill yourself. If you don't stop running through here, I'm going to kill you. We just walk through the house. And then finally, they get the point. And that's the first time you said, walk through the house. So it's important what you say to yourself.
It is. Doctor, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
Here's a little song.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 11th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're talking about health. Part of health for me and for hundreds of people has been incorporating the energy cleaner into their protocols. Energy cleaner is a healing device. If you've got arthritis pain, the energy cleaner will help. Back pain, joint pain, the energy cleaner will help. Not getting a great night's sleep, you'll sleep better than you have since you were a child with the energy cleaner. I'm boxing up two energy cleaners and two mattress pads that go to Ecuador this morning. Very nice lady has ordered them, and she'll be getting them soon. And you can also keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, so you're risking nothing when you buy the energy cleaner. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you want. Twin size, fulls, queen, king, California king. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free airline 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Leonard Wilbert, my personal physician, my wife Dr. Moore's physician. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Doctor.
All righty, John. We started off at the top of the hour, the tip of the day for this call is nourishment. And so let's see if we can tie it all together. That there's not one person who understands how an internal combustion engine works would put a cup of water into that internal combustion system. Even if you don't know or have any idea how it works, most people who drive a car know you can't mix water in your gas tank. Now, there's a place for water. It's in the radiator. Well, the radiator is part of the coolant system. They're separate systems. And so there's a place for it, but not in the gas tank. So what would happen if we put a cup of water in the newest car you can find? Well, two things will happen. It will be a difficult start. And even if it did start, it wouldn't go very far. Because those two things do not mix in a closed internal combustion system. And so let's use that analogy to discuss what we put into our bodies. I personally avoid sugar like it's a plague. And I avoid salt as well. However, if I were to avoid one more than the other, it would be sugar. It would be sugar. Sugar is an enemy to the body. It's a very tightly wound bond. And so by the time you use all of your vitamins and minerals to get the energy from the sugar molecule, you don't have any vitamins or minerals left. And so you must replenish your vitamin and mineral supply, or otherwise you can't repair. You don't have the raw materials to repair, to replace, to replicate cells. And you have cells that are being replaced by the microsecond. You must have the raw materials to do that. And so that's why when you use sugar, takes you up to the mountaintop, about 20 minutes later, it drops you right off. And then you hit rock bottom again, and now you don't have any vitamins and minerals, and so then you probably didn't put any more vitamins and minerals back into your system. You went and got some more sugar. And so sugar will deplete your body of vitamins and minerals every time you do sugar. Which is more important? Minerals. If you didn't have minerals, you could not use vitamins. Vitamins are important, but they're merely catalysts for a metabolic cycle in the body where we can absorb, utilize, and eliminate the food that we take in. And so with that in mind, I have a short story. I have lots of stories. I don't celebrate one day of Christmas. I don't think it's fair to do that. At least that's my opinion. Because remember that fight, John, with Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard, where it was the third or fourth round or so? He says, no moss. No moss. Moss in Spanish means more. He's going, no more. He wasn't beat up or anything, but he knew he was going to get beat up, so he quit. He said, no more.
Right, right.
And so here we have the Christmas season, more Christ. How about Christmas year? How about Christmas every moment? How about more Christ every day? Well, maybe not. Now people are going back to their sad self, and so, you know, waiting for another holiday. My son was 9 years old. He said, Dad, why isn't every day a holiday with a paid vacation? I like the idea, so I'm working on it. And so now that we come to this stage of, now what do? We've had increase of everything. My next door neighbor in the home where my practice is, he came over and he brought this paper bag, and it was from the Daily Bread, which is a nutritious and delicious place of they bake pastries here in the St. Louis region. I went out and I got it and I read it and I said, "Ooh, Daily Bread, what's this?" I'm thinking, "Oh, it's a loaf of bread or something that I know is going to be good." And so right after my meal on Christmas Day, I said to myself, I said, let me see what this tastes like. I went and got a slice. And I went, oh, my goodness, this tastes really good. My taste buds were having a party. I mean, they were beside themselves. And so, being the cook that I am, the chef that I am, I said, I wonder what is in here. Let me get another slice and see if I can determine. I love doing that. When I'm in a restaurant eating something new and different, I want to know what's in it. I use my taste buds and my olfactory glands to figure out what's in it. And so after the second slice, I still can't tell. Third slice, I couldn't tell. Fourth slice, I didn't care. After the fourth slice, I'm going, Len, you know there's some sugar in there, right? Mm-hmm. And there's some pastry of some kind too, right? Yeah, that's sugar too. Yeah, so you got a double, triple dose of sugar. John, the next day, felt like I was in a fog. I was having a sugar meltdown. And so I hurried up and ate the rest of it so I wouldn't have to feel that way anymore. But that's the devastating effect of sugar. Sugar, bad. And so when it comes to nourishment, what are we eating right about now? Well, fruits are at a minimum as we are going through the cleansing process. See, when people talk about colds and flu, pneumonia, bronchitis, that's merely an upper respiratory cleansing process, or a bone and joint muscle, flu, bone, joint, muscle, colds, upper respiratory, sinuses or lungs or whatever. But in either event, it is a cleansing process. Why you're cleansing? So you stay alive. You build up so much acid that the heart muscle, the heart cells, which is the only group of cells that cannot live in an acid environment, if you contaminate the environment to the point where it's too much acid, then you will have a heart attack, which is still the number one killer in this country, and it's totally preventable, man and woman. The heart was designed to last for 5 lifetimes. Average lifetime, we've been told 8 years. I don't believe that. But let's just use the simple math. 80 times 5, 400. You mean my heart was designed to last and survive for 400 years? Yes, and we kill it in a half a century. Wow. So what is it we're doing? It's called lifestyle. What are we eating? It's called poison. See, once you put something in your body, and there's that perfect survival system in operation again. The only thought ate was the preparation or the purchase and then the eating of it. And so under nourishment, we would say whenever you are ingesting anything, always have your mind at peace. Let me say that again. Whenever you are just ingesting anything, your mind is at peace. I recommend singing and humming to your food. I am an injury prevention consultant, and when I go into a sitting safe environment, I see most everyone at lunch in front of their computer. And so when I counsel my clients, that's the one thing I have them do for sure. And they get the point, because there is no way that you can run in two different directions. In other words, eating stimulates the part of the autonomic nervous system called the parasympathetic to slow you down. So autonomic is automatic nerve system, not nervous system. It's nerve system. So the parasympathetic slows you down. That's what happens right after you start eating. That's why it feels like you want to go and take a nap right after you eat, because the body wants to shut down running or survival in order to continue with that process of digestion onto elimination. But you don't give any thought about that. You don't know what the stomach is doing, or the gallbladder, or the liver, or the pancreas, or the spleen, or the large and small intestine. You hope the food that you put in that day comes out sometime later on, but if it doesn't, you have a problem with the digestive tract. No, it's not a problem. digestive tract was responding perfectly. You were just stressing while you're eating. I told a client that one time, I said, you know, it's of ultimate importance that when you are eating, that you are in a state of peace. And this client, who's been a client of mine for over 2 decades, she says, Dr. Wilbur, I die of starvation. Meaning that she's rarely in a state of peace. I cannot underscore enough how important that is. When you look at a marathon runner, at that time, what is it, 26.2 miles, marathon runners know that if they need to rehydrate, they'll drink water. Or at the very least, they have some electrolyte to hydrate. They will not run and eat a sandwich while they're running. And so if you're running in your mind, if you're stressing, if you have run off road into emotional upsetness, here's what I suggest. Stop eating. Pack up your meal. Go someplace. Breathe and move. Grab hold to your thoughts. Be happy for the moment that you're alive. Breathe and move so that you can stay alive. Now, when it comes to nourishment, what happens when you're stressing? Well, then that means you're using the minerals. That means you're creating an environment that's acid. Acid, bad. Acid, bad. Alkaline, good. You're as healthy as your most alkaline cell. And we've been kind of sold a myth, for lack of a better word. It's not true. Well, the older you get, the more acid you accumulate. No, it's not true. The older you get, the less acid you accumulate. Well, they told me I had too much acid, so they gave you an antacid. Excuse me? No, the stomach is the only place that is supposed to be acid, and it was designed that way, and the design of the human being is perfect. It's perfect. And so what happens over decades of time, there's food combining. Food combining is of ultimate importance, and most people do this. Most people combine protein, fleshly protein, with bread, rice, or pasta. Well, meat and potatoes is the number one cause of colon cancer in this country. Why? Well, let's just look at the physiology. Bread is a carbohydrate. It can be converted to energy instantly. And you think the body wants that? Yes, it does. So if you took a piece of slice of bread, balled it up, put it in your mouth, and didn't chew it, let it sit there for a few minutes, it will start to dissolve because you are secreting an enzyme in the mouth from the salivary gland to break down this carbohydrate because it's an instant energy. It requires very little digestion. So by the time it gets to the stomach is already prepared to receive this high energy carbo load that you're doing. High energy, not very many vitamins and minerals. And so now you've had a piece of bread and you followed it up with a piece of meat. And now your digestive system goes, well, wait, hold. What happened to the bread? You want me to switch digestive enzymes from starch to meat now? No, I'm not doing that. That's too much work. And so what happens to the protein is that it goes from mouth to stomach, and the stomach is going, I didn't make protein digestive enzymes. And after a while, it sits in the stomach, and now you got starch and protein, and the stomach's going, and the heart's going, get off me. And now you think you got heartburn, but it's really your stomach that can't digest the protein. So now the stomach says, hey, you got to go because the heart ain't happy. The heart's not happy. It's got to go. So it passes it on to the small intestine. Small intestine says, stomach, what are you doing? What in the world are you doing? I can't do nothing with this. You didn't break down the protein. Why? Because you didn't make the enzyme. Well, the small intestine can't send it back to the stomach. It sends it to the large intestine. Large intestine said, excuse me, guys. Are you on vacation or what? What do you want me to do with this undigested protein, this undigested flesh? I can't send it back, and I can't send it out. In other words, I can't eliminate it. I can't extract the minerals. I can't get the vitamin B12 from the protein. So I'm just going to hold on to it.
Oh, hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We got our last break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned,
I'm
buddy.
Getting good.
I know. Hold on.
Here's a little song.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here. We're visiting with Dr. Leonard Wilbert. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Well, Doctor, as always, it's been a very fast hour, and we're down to the last 3 minutes, sir.
Oh, my goodness, it has. It has gone really fast. Well, that's what happens when you're having fun. Time goes by really fast. And so, just to finish off the conversation of nourishment, John, it's important that we understand that I'm not suggesting that we don't eat meat. We just eat it according to the physiology associated with digestion. And so if you wanted to eat meat and potatoes, here's how I would do it. I would eat all or most of the steak. I would eat most of the steak. So now you're signaling to the digestive tract that we have a protein enzyme. See, protein enzyme can digest carbohydrate. It's just that carbohydrate enzyme cannot digest protein. And so when you do the carbohydrate enzyme first, you end up with undigested protein that lies in the colon, which who knows how long it is. It's really very long because the colon of humankind, of man and woman, was not designed to handle protein. It was designed to handle fruits and vegetables and grains. And so you get the undigested protein that lies in the colon. And the colon protects itself. It starts to form what we call polyps. And the polyps are acid. And when there's acid, there's inflammation. And when there's inflammation, there's cancer. So cancer is merely advanced inflammation. Inflammation is response to increased acid. Why? To keep you alive. Because the heart's not happy. If the heart has to work in an acid environment, it's going to check out. And the brain has the contract and knows that and will donate every structure in your body to keep the heart happy. And so now you got putrefied, fermented, poisonous, gastric, kill you, undigested protein in the colon, and you wonder why colon cancer is like number three on the list. That's why. And so, tip of the week, make sure you're at peace when you ingest anything. Sing to your food. I know a doctor in Dallas, Dr. Rodney Russell, that's the first person I've ever seen hum to their food. I said, Rodney, are you singing? He said, oh, yeah, Dr. Lynn. And I got it instantly. And if you decide to eat some sugar, tell your pancreas and your liver and your spleen that join the party because the taste buds are dancing.
That's right.
We won't do this tomorrow.
Doctor, we'll have you back next Friday. We'll continue our conversation. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Awesome. You too. Have a great one.
That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.